Boker tov, everyone. Kaf gimel malchesh ben simon yud zayin. We're going from aleph to zayin. Today's shiur is something that you could literally and probably should spend at least a month. We're going to miss the dishma. I try to learn these halachas. They are so nogea, as you will see. Here we go. Sif aleph. The first halacha that we're discussing is this manu kirchma. Manu kirchma is lechatchila from the time, meaning the time from that you put on tefillin, which is mishiyakir, which we discussed, is usually about 15 minutes after alois, around that time, until the quarter, a quarter of the day. Now that's based, of course, in shoyzmanius. So a regular day, the mashal would be until 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. If it was in a perfect day of 12 hours. Now, technically speaking, if a person is and he has to leave, etc. You could say Krishma already from Alois itself. But Lechatchila is Mishiyakir, and really at best, as we'll see, the best time to say it is right before sunrise Nates. So you could daven Tfila itself, Shmonesa, by Nates Achama. That's the ultimate, and that's the best. Now, when we calculate the day, according to the Kitzur Shanach, he calculates from Alois to Tzeis, which is actually the opinion of the Magen Avraham. As everyone knows, you'll see it in all the calendars. The Vilna Gaon, the Baal HaTanya, together with the Vilna Gaon, and others say that you calculate from sunrise until sunset. It obviously makes a difference that Kriyat Shema will be a little bit later. The Baal HaTanya actually is different between what he writes in Shulchan Aruch, which is from Alois, as opposed to when it comes to his Siddur, he writes from Nates. Interesting that the Piskei Teshuva writes the minhag is ready in closet to be machmir according to the Magen Avraham, to say Kriyat Shema according to the Magen Avraham. At the end of the day, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. However, Rav Moshe has a beautiful truth to explain why we rely on the Vilna Gaon when a person, especially when it comes to mitzvah d'oraisa, the Vilna Gaon was so giant that we are soimech on him. But of course, lechatchila, it's best to say Kriyat Shema before the according to the Magen Avraham's time. Even to read Kriyat Shema without tefillin, etc., especially if you see you're going to miss the time of Zman Kriyat Shema. If you're in doubt, you should make a condition that tonight, but interesting that this Piskei Teshuva is not to wake someone up for Magen Avraham's time, unless you know that he wants you to wake him up. It's a mitzvah min hamuvcha, as we pointed out, to say Kriyat Shema by Nates. That means right before Nates, right before sunrise. And the schar is harbe me'od, is a great reward. If we're investors, it's definitely what one should strive to do. As we said, until a quarter of the day is a zman of Kriyat Shema based on shoyzmanius, and you have to be very careful. The Piskei Teshuva brings incredible things about the idea of Kriyat Shema, the mitzvah of saying Kriyat Shema, especially on time. And there's many, he writes, and it takes a person out of this world. A person is ma'akev the geula, a person's considered chatzif, a person's holding himself back from brachas. On the other hand, if a person does say Kriyat Shema on time, it's gadol from someone that's oisek b'Torah. Mishabura says, if not, quotes Chazal, that if not for someone saying Kriyat Shema erev, morning and night, it'll be worth meaning to create the world just for that. That's how powerful the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is. Okay. Rabbeinu Yonah actually writes, and the Mishmar also says this here, halacha, that even if you're not saying Kriyat Shema, let's say by Nate, still, you should try to say it as soon as possible. If this man of Kriyat Shema passes, here's a major machlikas, you could still say the Kriyat Shema with its brachas until a third of the day. So a third of the day in a regular, that's with 12-hour day, would be 10 a.m. After that, you could say Kriyat Shema without the brachas. That's where the Kitzur holds. However, even the Kitzur himself writes in parentheses that you could say brachas technically all day. Piskei Teshuva writes at the Minhag Olam, and this is, I think, the way we taka do, and the Bialach also discusses this, that until Chatzos, you could still say the brachas of Kriyat Shema. The Kitzur Shnoch actually quotes a Pri Chadash in his parentheses. So it's mashma that he held like this also. The Baal HaTanya, interestingly enough, is mashu that it's also to do so. That means after the already the fourth hour, you can't say the brachas of Kriyat Shema. I don't know how exactly that works if a Chabad person is davening after this man of Kriyat Shema. Probably he's doing it before this man Tefillah, hopefully. Next, Se'if Beis, a person's allowed to read Kriyat Shema technically standing or sitting, but a piece soid is best to sit down. When you're saying Kriyat Shema, unless you are tired, then it's better to stand and make sure you're not falling asleep. If someone was sitting, he's not supposed to stand during the because the pasuk says b'shoch b'cha uv kumecha. So according to Beit Shammai, it's literal b'shoch b'cha when you're lying down, uv kumecha when you're standing up. So when a person, for example, at night by Maariv, if he's standing, he shouldn't sit down because then it looks like you're trying to fulfill the Chama's opinion. And the opposite is true also in the morning. If you're sitting down, you shouldn't stand up. A person also should not say Kriyat Shema lying down. If he's lying down, he should turn himself to the side, especially if a person not feeling well, he should turn himself a little bit as much as possible. So if Gimel, here we go. Before a person is going to say Kriyat Shema, he should be Mechamen, he's being Mechamen, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to read Kriyat Shema. This is the basics of Kavana. When he says Shema Yisrael, he should be Mechamen, Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael means understand that Hashem is Elokeinu, Hashem Hu Echad, Hashem Echad, which means Yachid U'Miyuchad B'Shamayim U'Va'oretz. Now here are incredible halachas, just to understand what we're saying. First of all, when we say Echad, as we know, so when you see the letter Ches, that he's a Yachid in the seven heavens and down here. So Echad, the Ches, is eight, seven heavens above and down here below, one, he's one. This concept of oneness is a very deep concept, and we have to do as best as we can to understand it. There's nothing else other than the Ribbono Shel Olam. When he's saying Ches, it says Yarich. That means he should say Echad, which means elongate the Ches. So he should be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're being Mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the King in heaven and earth. There's a powerful experience here of, it's a real meditative experience. When you're saying the Dalit, also you should be Marich, the amount of time, that means you should elongate the Dalit, the Chad. Now that we'll see in a second the challenge of elongating a Dalit, because it's almost impossible to elongate a Dalit unless you do it according to what the Yemenites, which is the Chad. But a person should try to do so the amount of time where he's thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Yochid Ba'iloma, he's not, he is the only one in his world, and he controls four Uchas Ha'olam, all four different directions of the world. But he shouldn't be Marich too much, because what's good, first of all, that's Halacha, it's based on the Gemara. And really, the Piskei Shavuos writes that when we say Yarich Bekavana, it doesn't have to mean that you're saying the Dalit. You could think these thoughts right after you say Echad, and think these thoughts. It's also considered the Yibarich, especially as the Kitzur points out. What happens is when a person is trying to be Marich, too long, he ends up saying Echad, he adds an Aleph, or he says Echad De. And there, as I remember hearing the Avad Yisrael Zichron Baruch, he used to say that there means two. So you mamish chas Hashem being mekalkel the entire kavana here. The minig is to say Shema Yisrael b'kol ram loud. The other parshiyos has different customs. Interesting by the Sfaradim, you'll find it from Hishamu Lachem, which is a little bit the describing how we're going to get punished if we don't do what Hashem wants. The minig is to do it quietly until you get Laman Yuba, and then the chazan or the rabbi says out loud as if to give the congregation a bracha, Laman Yuba. When it comes to Parshas Tisus, you should be mechaven to be mekayim the mitzvah of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. When you say Shema, you put your hands on your eyes. When you say Echad, you wait a little bit, and then you say Baruch Shem Kron Bachus Adoyim Vayet quietly, Belachash. And you have to be mechaven the words, what the words mean, just like you're being mechaven by Shema Yisrael. And this is an amazing thing, because I think most people, many people, I would guess, don't have no idea what Baruch Shem Kod Machus Eloilam Vored. There's actually two different directions of how to take. We're going to go with a simple, but this is something you should spend a lot more time on. And that is a Baruch usually means the Makor of the Hashpad, of the Shefa. Shem Kvod Malchus is where people get stuck. What exactly does that mean? We're going to go with simple art scroll. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. Blessed doesn't mean that you're blessing Hashem, as the Rashba explains in the Truas. It means it's blessed. He's the source. The name of his glorious kingdom forever. Really, the Ikka point here is, in my humble opinion, is that we're saying that the Kadosh Baruch Hu's influence is Hashem's kingship, which we just accepted and acknowledge, continue and will continue for eternity. I think that's the Pashup shot of this whole Baal Shem Kod Mechus Eloilam Void, and there's much more to speak about that. Next, when a person in the Mishnah, by the way, points out, when you say V'Avtas Hashem Elokecha, you should fill your heart with love for Hashem. When a person finishes Shema Yisrael Hashem Baruch Shem Kod Mechus Eloilam Void, you should wait a few seconds, at least a second or two, then start V'Avtas. Same thing when between V'Avtas, when you finish V'Avtas, to V'Yayim Shema, and the same thing before you start saying V'Yayim. As we pointed out, Vayomesh Vimekai, you should remember to be Mekai Mitzvah, Vasei of Schiras, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem took us out of Yetzias, out of Mitzrayim. Some say that women are also obligated in this, and some say women are exempt from this mitzvah. You can't lose, ladies, if you are Mechavin on this mitzvah. A person should read Kriyat Shema B'diktuk Gadol, which means very carefully from a siddur that has the proper breakdown of the letters, etc. You should hear what you're saying, Lechatchila. You should not make a what's called dogish. If something has a dot that makes it a dogush, you should not make it undogish, which means rafe or the opposite. Meaning, if you read carefully from the siddur, you won't make any mistakes. You should stop where there's like a line to show that you're not mixing two letters together from two separate words. Same thing, by the way, the Kitzur says in Psukah Dezuma. That's how you're supposed to say Psukah Dezuma. When you get to the word Nishba, you should try to make sure you're saying an Ayin, because at least there, Chas V'Shalom, it sounds like Nishba, what they would mean that Hashem Chas V'Shalom has been taken captive. When you're saying the Zayin of Tizkeru Uzchartem, you should make sure that it sounds like a Zayin, not like a sin. When it comes to saying kishma, you shouldn't be roimez be'ena, which means you're hinting with your eyes, or you're moving, you're making sounds with you're expressing something with your lips, or you're showing something with your fingers, at least the first chapter. The second chapter, you're allowed to do different hints if it's a toch mitzvah. So, for example, you're allowed to give tzedakah during the second chapter of Shema, which is Vayom Shemua. Before you say kriyat Shema, when you get to the words va'avi'enu, that's when you take your tzitzis. Shulchan Aruch and the Vilna Gaon says the first two tzitzis in front of you, the Arizal says actually four. You hold them in your left hand between the kmitza and the zeret. Those are the last two fingers in your from the left. And you hold it against your heart. When you say Vayomer, you hold it also in your right hand. So until then, you're only holding it with your left. You look at the tzitzis. When you're saying Ur Isa Moisa, you put it on your eyes. You look at them and you kiss them. There's a minik too. The kids already says to kiss it each time you say tzitzis. Some don't. And you hold them until you get to the words, and then you kiss them and you put them down. Have a beautiful day.